First of all, the goat head, huh? I mean, you like these jerseys? What's up with that?
I think these jerseys are sick. I got it back in the Sabres game for a while, but yeah, put on for the boys a little bit.
What did you learn about the Patriots? You guys play them again in 2 weeks.
You know, it's classic Patriots style offense, how they want to control the game, you know, keep the ball on the ground, keep time possession in their favor, play tough defense, force three and outs, and I worked in the first half, made some adjustments in the second half, and executed. So,
Spencer, you guys have been up and down with penalties this year. Today was, I would assume, a down. Yeah, 12 as a team, 2 for yourself. You know, what in a situation like that, a game like that, what do you guys have to do to make sure that that doesn't continue?
Just be aware of what the game, how the game's going right now. I know offense isn't really where it needs to be. It's not like we're blowing them out, and you can get lazy and stuff like that. Personally, just down and I saw the play clock going down, so I was going. But yeah, this is a team as whole. It's just one of those days that was a grinder, played a little sloppy, but in the end, kind of just pushed it out. So
Sean McDermott spoke after last week's win about the focus you guys had to defeat Detroit. Do you feel that it was at the full focus level it could have been, or some tweaks need to be made?
I mean, it's week 16, and you're not going to be perfect every single week. And personally, I think this is a good week for us to get slapped in the face a little bit, but, you know, come together as a team and fight hard and come out in the end, have some positives. There's going to be negatives as well with it, but, you know, we play them again in 2 weeks, so carry that over. It's going to be easy to turn around and just learn from this last one. So.
You guys had the ball for one possession the first quarter. How tough is it to get to a rhythm when you're not on the field?
Yeah, it's not helping the defense out at all either. You know, quick three and out, and the defense is out there. They're running the ball, establishing the run, and, you know, in the second quarter, you weren't that much better either. So it's hard to put the defense in that position. As offense just can't allow it. Got to sustain drives, get the first down, and just roll from there. So
on the flip side of that, how big was it to get your running game going in the second half there?
Yeah, it was big. Jimmy and Ty and Ray had broken a few runs right there in between the tackles. But just it's one of those games you just got to find what's really working for the offensive line and what they're doing. They did a good job with movement and walking the defensive ends all the way out. Like on the we had a counter, and I thought it was just 4 down, but there was a D lineman walked all the way out in the slot. So when Ray got tackled for a loss, I was super confused, but that was on me. But they did a good job with mixing up their dumb.
Josh was getting looked at on the sideline in the second half at one point by trainers. When that's happening, how much are you even aware of it? And if you are aware of it, what's going through your mind in a situation like that?
I really wasn't aware of it until someone said something to me and we were getting ready to go on the field. And you know, he's a competitor, he's a tough ass guy. So if he can go, he will. And he's back out there. So.